Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. And He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time. We welcome You here. And Jesus, reveal Yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome You. We acknowledge that You are God. This series is about God's love and mercy. One of the greatest examples and revelations is that he's literally offered Himself, His presence, to every person. And that's an eternal revelation. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. He offers fellowship. In the same way that we, as humans, we are made to be with other people, right? And to be in right standing. And so when we spend time with someone that we like, well, that is very special to us, isn't it? Well, God offers something infinitely greater than that. Jesus Christ offers fellowship with a person. This is an incredible mystery of the kingdom of God. Jesus revealed how to get His presence. He spoke about the treasure hidden in a field, but He presented, I just want to touch on three things. The first thing recorded is He said, repent. Okay, then in the Beatitudes, He said the second Beatitude of the nine. And remember, the Beatitudes, He said, happy nine times. And the second one is, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. And that's mourning over our sin and over our fallen condition, that we need God. Amen. And then one of the last things He said, John 12:25, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. These are incredible teachings and revelations, and He's revealing really in all of His, well, in many, many of His teachings, but these reveal how someone can find that presence and glory of God, the glory of the Lord. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Someone finds Him, they find everything. Everything that they were created for, everything that they could ever desire, dream of, it's the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's, sadly, this is not proclaimed a lot. And I've been saying that, you know, man was born to fellowship with God. We don't hear that a lot. But that's a glorious, again, I keep saying revelation, but that's something that Jesus reveals. Isn't it interesting that if we look at these three, you might call them teachings, revelations, and others that Jesus presents, on the surface they look, I guess the overview of what I want to say is that these deep mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are somewhat hidden from humans in the natural. Like when we read them, mourning is not something that we want to do. Hating our life, hate is a strong word. Um, Okay, and then he said, talked about the treasure. It's hidden in a field. So there's the word he actually said, hidden in a field. And we know that a general truth that I've presented in some messages, God hides. Isaiah 45, verse 15. Truly you are the God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. In Jesus' very first, one of his first teachings and to his disciples, Matthew 13, they asked him, why do you speak in parables? And one of the summaries of it is that God hides. And we see this again and again. And we can even see that in our experience, in the world. Unbelievers, they see, well, the bottom line is, it's about meeting the Holy Spirit. But it's important to understand, unbelievers, they might see dead religion, or they see, things that are difficult, perhaps, in the Bible and in the Gospels, and in the natural. We as humans have the privilege of, seeking God, of pressing through these things to find Him. Even every day, He hides and withdraws Himself so that we will seek Him. And in that process of seeking Him, our old nature can die. That's how we can find the glory of the Lord. Jesus presented three realms of prayer. Three realms of prayer. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. But I want to encourage you also, it is simple. It is, when we find the Holy Spirit, we find everything. We find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. The eternal celebration, so glorious. The greatest celebration is the Lord, celebrating the Lord Himself, Jesus, and His glory and majesty, and the only true God who's revealed Himself to mankind and made Himself available to every person. And what does that mean, that He's revealed Himself? He's revealed Himself as the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, Son of God, and the Lord God Almighty. That's an eternal revelation. And to think, I was thinking about this yesterday. Our ministry is working on a publication called The Name of Jesus. And The Name of Jesus has all the same authority, power, might, dominion, and infinitely more as the name of the only true God, Jehovah God Almighty. Who Jesus spoke about that we said we should fear Him, and He gave the revelation of prayer. It's all about, we pray to our Father who art in heaven, and the end of that revelation, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I mean, so there is a difference between Jesus Christ and His Father. But to think, okay, so all of that is just so glorious, so incredible, that we would even have the opportunity to just be in His kingdom, in His family, and yet He offers to fellowship. And He's revealed Himself fully in Jesus Christ. Everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. Everything. I mean, it's just so awesome. Let me add a practical thing. This is a way to look at why the name of Jesus Christ is so, why there's a great revelation in that. From a human perspective, we know that a parents have a child, and that child has their same last name, right? Same last name. Sometimes that child has the exact same name as a parent. The mother or the father, the father's name is John Smith, and sometimes his son's name is John Smith. Same name, different person. Same name. In fact, every child, I mean, not every child, but most every family, when they have a child, that child has the same last name, like it's the same name. They're a Smith. Okay? Jesus Christ, that name, he's the Lord God Almighty. And yet, he's the Son of God, too. And his name is an eternal revelation. I mean, the name, you notice how I can't, it's beyond words. I'm not able to put this into words. We can use that human example, but really, so there's many, many ways that we can explain it and you know, put it into human words, but let's step back and look at the big picture of this. The only true God, the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are an eternal revelation, and knowing Him is what we as humans were born to do, created to do, and those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. And be in awe of Him and all that He does, all that He's done by sending Jesus to the earth, sending Jesus to die for the world, rose again, now Jesus alive, doing all the same things that He did on the earth. And that... there's many revelations of God's name. For example, in the Old Testament, there's many, you know, there's 12 primary revelations of His name, the only true God. But as we go forward, and 2,000 years ago, He revealed His Son and His Son's name, Jesus Christ. And Jesus spoke about those who, about the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, God has put all of, he has put all of His authority and dominion, and, okay, everything in His Son Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. All things that the Father has are mine." I mean, it's just so glorious. So knowing Jesus, they know and have a relationship with the only true God. Amen. I mean, how incredible this is. And you notice how it's beyond words. I give that human example of how when I gave that human example, you know, parents have a child. Well, this reveals that God made man into His own image. You know, God created His only begotten Son. That's the first revealed in the Bible, was His, it's a very holy thing. It's a very, Well, humans can have children, and they, God even said, be fruitful and multiply. Humans can have children. They can have, and they name the child something. That child usually has the same last name as the parents. And even unbelievers, this is the most precious thing to them, you know, having a child and having, well, that's a reflection of what God has done. And now, by knowing Him, we can become His children, all because of Jesus. So the human example only is just something in the natural. The main, the glorious thing that God Almighty, what is He like? Just look at Jesus Christ. Anyone wants to know, well, what is God like? How do I? Just look at Jesus Christ. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the revelation of God. Amen. So glorious, so wonderful. Now we see the other side, though, that if someone says no to Him, Reinhard Bonnke said, if someone says no to Jesus Christ, God has nothing further to say to them. He even said something worse. He said they fall into what the Bible calls the bottomless pit. Anyone who doesn't know Him when they die will end up in the lake of fire. I mean, this is serious. For believers, it's glorious. And it's the celebration that He offers. So glorious, and but there's the other side. And thank you for listening. I know I'm, you know, all of these things reveal God's love, reveal and here, I'll finish with this. I'll try to finish. It's so simple. Someone doesn't have to. Well, we are fortunate to have the Bible, right? To have all these incredible revelations. But it's so simple and easy. Someone doesn't ever have to have a Bible or hear the gospel. Because, you say, how is that? Well, someone who's at the age of accountability, 6 or 7 or 8 years old or older, well, some higher power gave them their life. And everything that keeps them alive. Everything. And so it's just common sense to give your life back to that higher power. And it's common sense that we shouldn't steal from people. And that we should not hate people. And we should not, you know, we give our life back to Him. It's our reasonable common sense service, as Romans says, and someone will make it to heaven. They never have to hear the name of Jesus. But for those who do, you know, more is required of us. And so that's, it's simple and easy. Jesus revealed that. He said, you must become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's how simple it is. So simple. So, thanks for listening. This, we believe with you for your needs. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Blessings.